Today's gospel is a familiar one for us. We're well versed with the multiplication of loaves. But I think, like many of the miracles that we hear about in the gospels, it can be easy for us to believe the lie that that's just something Jesus did in that time, that Jesus doesn't do this today. When a flood happened in Wimberley, when I was a pastor at St. Martin de Porres in Dripping Springs, and there were several bridges that got washed out by the Blanco River in that particular area, and people were helping other people who had lost a lot. And there was one member of my parish who went and brought tacos, and they're just a few tacos. And I remember when he told me the story, he said, "Father, I only had a dozen tacos that I brought out there." But he said, "Father, I started to realize I'm giving this out to more people than just a dozen per one." He said, literally, he says, "I don't understand it, Father." He said, "We didn't run out of the tacos, and there's no explanation. I don't know what was going on." And when he shared that story with me, this is exactly what I remembered from Scripture. And I told him, I said, God multiplied in that particular moment. And I share that because it's something all of us as human beings can fear, that there will not be enough. Whether it's food, money, resources, love, time, you name it. All of us have something that sometimes we can fear or worry that there will not be enough. There will be a lack of whatever that is. But whenever this particular very familiar gospel passage comes up, we should allow it to reassure that place of doubt, that whatever we might be doubting there be enough of right here and right now, and to say, God, I ask you to multiply. Lord, I believe that you can multiply anything. And so whatever it is that I seem to not have enough of right now, I ask, Lord, for you to multiply that right here, right now. If we have that faith that God is asking us to, we offer that prayer, we offer that trust to him. The Lord will multiply in whatever way we need that multiplication right here and right now. The multiplication of loaves is not a miracle that just happened in the time of Jesus. It's one that he wants to happen right here and right now as well.